probably one of the first songs that I teach a lot of students when they're just starting their guitar journey, where they could start playing a song, something identifiable, something empowering, right? Just a two chord change. It's the same strum and same basic change throughout the whole song is the song by America, classic hit, Horse With No Name, right? Let me play it for you, and then I'm going to show you a few different ways you could play it. I'm going to show you a real, real, real easy way with easy strumming, and then I'll show you a couple different ways where you could try and get to the next phase a little bit harder. It sounds a little bit more sophisticated, and then the next phase, so kind of like a beginner, intermediate, and more intermediate version, but using the same chords, just varying the strumming patterns, right? So here's one way of doing it where it's just two chords. Real trademark, real identifiable. Okay, so all you're gonna do for this, and again, if you're just a beginner, you probably learn this first chord, E minor, right? If I give you a little tighter shot, let me just scooch up a little closer. E minor, and then all you're gonna do to go to the second chord is you just take your first finger and move it up from the A string to the low E string. We're staying right on that second fret, and take your second finger and you move that down one string from the D to the G string, and you have this chord. So all we're doing is we're going from this, and you just kind of space it out a little bit, right? Easy, that's an easy change. E minor to here, which is kind of like a D add six add nine chord, we'll call it. And that's the whole song. So just practice the change first. One downstroke, just to get that down. Notice like with all good chord changing, you don't take your hand apart just to put it back together. See, it's a very economical movement when you do it. Also, keep your third and fourth fingers close to the fretboard at all time. The hand should be in tight, not out here like this. And the other thing that you could do is when you're doing this, try to move both fingers at once. I know at first you might have to go here and then here, but you want to try to move, even if you just do it dry without strumming, just to get used to that change. See how economical that movement is? And you never take your hand this way from the fretboard. Everything is in really tight in this cluster, close to the neck at all times. Okay, so the first thing you want to do to play the song a little bit is just do a quarter note, which is just one note per beat. One, two, three, four. And you could use all downstrokes, but just try to get that quarter note with the change. And you try to get that. And now when you got that, that's not very musical sounding, right? Straight quarter notes or even straight eighth notes. See, straight eighth notes is just one and two and three and four and two notes per beat. One and two and three and four. But straight eighths, straight quarters, that's not very musical. We have to insert a rest and then repeat that rest. And that's how we create a rhythm. And it's the rest that gives, you know, music, it's life's blood. Check it out, I put in a rest from this eighth note. Straight eighths. Not very musical or empowering, but here's a little pattern. Now we're playing music. So you try to get that pattern with both chords. Sounds better, sounds more musical. Still more we're gonna do with this, but you get that first. So that pattern is just down, down, up, up, down, up. Break down the strum patterns. It helps. Two downs, two ups, and a down, up. Down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up. Play long. That helps. You'll fall off the horse, no pun intended, the first couple times, but then you'll do it, you know, maybe three times through and then get tripped up. And then maybe five times through. And that's how you get better. Keep practicing it, right? And then just get on that E minor chord. Get that strum down. And then when you have the change with the quarter note, try it with, and you have that strum pattern down, try it slow. Change. Down, down, up, up, down, 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 up. remember, strum very slow at first, because the faster you're strumming, the faster you're going to have to change chords. And that's how a lot of students get tripped up, right? So slow, very slow at first. Try to get that down. All right, then we'll go to the next phase. Now, the next phase is where it gets a little trickier, like I was doing in earlier. I was playing a different strum pattern on each chord, and that's kind of what they do in the song. And we're just doing like a simplified version of this song for the beginners today. So if you want to do it like I was doing it, sounds like this. Okay, so on the first chord, the E minor, down, 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 down. But the first hit, I'm just hitting the low strings to give it a little bit of variation. I'm not hitting all the strings. You don't have to be very literal all the time with the strum patterns and like hit all the strings. You could break up the strum. Here I'm bouncing off the low root note. So you just hit the low E, or even if you hit the E and the A on the first down, then the whole chord, see? Part chord, whole chord. So try to get that. Bar chord, whole chord. Down, up, down. See, all those little things that we're doing different, all those little nuances is what makes your playing come alive. So it doesn't sound stale. It doesn't sound like you're always doing the same things. And you could do that with any chord in any song. You're just breaking up the strum, hitting part chord, whole chord. Try it, especially on that first down always. It kind of sounds nice. So that's for the E minor chord. Then on when we change chords, D, at 6, 8, 9, down, up, down, up, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, up, down. It's a little different strum pattern. Almost straight eighth notes. We're just taking out that one down. Almost feel it in the melody, right? Down, down, up, up, down, 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 up, up, down. You put the two of them together, and then we got something cool, right? Slow. And try to get each part of that, and that might take you a couple weeks, you know, and that's okay. But the main thing is to use these songs as vehicles to practice your strumming, learn a new strum pattern, learn a new chord, practice your chord changing, right? I could sit here and write out chord changes for you all day long, but it's so much more fun and empowering if we put it in the context of a song that you can identify with and play with other people and have fun with, right? So try to get all three of that down. Be sure to like and follow, right? That really helps me to keep the content coming. And also click the link on my profile page, because that takes you to my link tree and you can go there. I have, you know, tons and tons of song lessons on my YouTube channels, and I have them broken down also into playlists where, you know, there's no bar chords or just one bar chord, depending on where you're at in your guitar journey. There's also links to my courses and links to some other free lessons and content, stuff like that. Stay tuned. Lots more coming up. Keep having fun with those guitars. And remember, your guitar playing is an evolution. Enjoy. See you next time.